Chapter 8. All's well that ends well. The robin has made a nest in Emerson's boot, explained Willa. And in the nest there are 1, 2, 3, 4 babies. Our robin is protecting its family. Oh, the well-wishers sighed happily. Baby birds in my boot? Squeaked Emerson. Your boots? A cute birdhouse. Emerson joked. Kendall. The well-wishers took turns looking at the robin family through Willa's binoculars. Ashlyn began to chuckle. Look, she said. The girls all watched as the robin swooped down and pulled up a big wiggly worm from a mud puddle. Then the robin flew up to the nest and fed the worm to the babies. The baby robins like their wiggly, wiggly worm spaghetti. Said Camille. That reminds me, said Emerson. We never had our snack. And I'm starving. I'm as hungry as those babies. Baby robins. Suddenly, Willa understood. Just as there was a good reason why the robin's behavior had changed, there was a good reason why Emerson's had too. She was hungry and tired. Willa smiled at Emerson and said, "Kindly, I'm hungry too. Let's have our snack. Our snacks." Just then, it started to rain. The girls all crowded under a tree. I wish we could go inside the playhouse, said Ashlyn, but I'm afraid we'll upset the robin. I have an idea, said Kendall. The boot is over the door. If we climb in through the back window very, very quietly, we won't bother the robins. And tiptoe, trying hard not to giggle. The girls creeped around to the back of the playhouse, and one by one, climbed in the window. Once they were inside, they ate their snacks. Now we are all safe and happy in our nest, said Ashlyn, just like the robin family inside the cozy playhouse, very, very softly, the Willy Wishers sang. Sing to your song so sweet, tweet, tweet, tweet. And from the cozy nest on top of the playhouse came the sound of the robin agreeing tweet. And the four baby robins sang along happily, happily, tweet, 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 tweet.